Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Jeba Domi, and this is the Pure Focus series. This is episode one of the Pure Focus series, and the title is The Feeling of Uncertainty. If you don't know what the Pure Focus series is, it's a movement that I started about last year by November. Just the idea of focusing purely on your goals and what you want out of life, and instead of roaming about, you just know what you want and you're just purely focused. So I dedicated this series just to hit those points of how you can focus purely on your goals and what you want out of life. Okay, so the feeling of uncertainty, I think everyone feels this kind of fear of fear of the unknown in this time of the year, or beginning of the year. Fear, how is the next year going to be, 2024, what's going to happen? But then personally for me, I set some rules. I would say that I have an iota of fear, just fear of uncertainty like everybody else, but it's not as deep as everybody, just normal human. Oh my god, what's going to happen next year? You're just feeling fear with the crowd. But there are some rules that when you set, you just get the idea, in the sense that everybody needs to understand that time is endless, time is infinite, time is just a straight line, time is not based on months, based on years, time is just infinite. And months, years, seconds, minutes is a construct that we as humans put on ourselves just to understand the world better. It makes a lot more sense when you segment life. You'll be like, okay, you live 97 years of this life, at least 97 years, 12 months was 365 days, and then the hours, and then the minutes, and everything, right? That's fine. But in reality, life is just kind of just a straight line. And when you understand that the new year, December 31st, because I'm recording this episode December 31st, when you understand that the new year is just another day, December 31st is Sunday, January 2024 is Monday, it's just another day, it's just literally the next day. But we as humans have put a construct in our head that, oh my god, this is a new year, but it's just another day in reality. So when you understand the concept of time and everything, you'll calm a little bit. Instead of doing all this new year, new me situation, just start today. New year is just another day. There's no difference between October 28th and 29th and December 31st and January 1st. Literally the same day, just different days. It's just the construct that I put in my head, oh my god, it's a new year. So all this new year, new me, I'm going to cut people off this year was good, this year was bad. Time is endless. So all the stuff you're doing is just pointless. But then, by the way, the feeling of uncertainty, I think that also gives an explanation for the feeling of uncertainty and what you can talk about that. But then, uncertainty happens when you have too much mind clutter, when you're looking at this, you're looking at that, you have too many options. Yeah, you get uncertain when you have too many options. Just imagine you want to go for holidays, and then you have 50 or maybe 50 spots that's in your mind. You're going to be very uncertain about where you pick, right? So uncertainty happens when you have too much mind clutter, you're focusing on too many things at the same time, and you're not structuring your life, you're not structuring it in a way that you can assimilate it or just get it in one at a time. But then you're picking this, you're picking that, you're picking relationship advice from Twitter, it takes more of it, it takes money from TikTok, it takes more of it from that your friend that is always posting her boyfriend every day, it takes more of that too. And then in your relationship, you see that, oh my god, it's not like the way it is on Twitter. Girls are they're always doing all these breakfast and dinner dates or whatever on TikTok, and then my friend is always just thinking about how her boyfriend does this and does that. And then you bring it back to your relationship that is just pretty calm, in reality is a proper relationship. But then you've seen too much of everything, you've seen too much of 1% of here, 1% of there, and then you now come up you're not doing this from your things from her, blah blah, so tension, the relationship ends, you look back at it and you're like, oh my god, I was so upset in the relationship. Too much clutter, too much this from here, too much this from there. So you want to kind of narrow your focus on, you want to know what you're listening to, you want to know what you're watching. You have to know, you have to have a very clear vision of who you want to be. But then in further episodes, we'll talk about the art of purpose and how to structure yourself in that aspect, right? And then anxiety also happens when you have nothing going for you, in the sense that you're a student, you wake up, you eat, you sleep, you go to class, assignments, meet one or two people, you just watch ball, sleep, same day, like same shit, different day kind of vibe. You're just doing the same thing every day. You really have nothing going for you. You'll be quite upset about what the future holds. Like now, you do the same thing every day, and then New Year arises, the construct of New Year, whatever. Just this year, another day, and then you're like, oh my god, am I going to change from my routine? What's going to happen? Am I still be able to go to, am I still be able to eat and sleep and do my normal random ass routine where I just do the same thing every day? And I think that's like the predicament for most youth in our generation. You wake up, the first thing you do is like just go through social media. You use like 2 hours on TikTok in the morning, like 2 hours on Instagram. You drop your phone. That doesn't really spot your mood because you've seen too many things that. You've seen too many people become who they want to become. You don't even know if it's real, you don't know if it's fake, but you've seen people do that thing and you're not doing anything. Now you're already spotted move from the beginning. You're already shouting, you're already like agitated and stuff. And you eat, you go out to your TikTok, or maybe you just go to WhatsApp, you do some random stuff, watch ball, maybe like watch, binge watch Netflix, and eat again. I don't know what you want to do then, play games, maybe walk with your girls or something. And then sleep, do the same thing every day. When you're on holidays and go to, when you're in school, you just do the same thing, go to class, come back, gist, sleep, eat, sleep. You know, when you're doing the same thing every day, you have nothing going for you. And that's where anxiety creeps in. Like, anxiety is like, it's like that. If you've watched Big Mouth, there's something like called the shame monster. The shame monster is always there. It just creeps up on you, like, oh my god, you know what you're doing, right? So anxiety is that kind of vibe. It just comes to you when you're not even watching. Like boredom just comes to you, like, oh my god, I'm bored. That's the thing. And then anxiety happens when you don't have a defined purpose. So when you don't have what you actually want to do with your life, when you don't know where you want to be, you have to know where you want to be and the steps you are going to take to get to that place. And that's like purpose in a nutshell. Purpose is like, I know who I want to become. And you also have to have clear defined goals and steps to reach where you want to become or who you want to become, right? So that's like purpose. Purpose is like the grandiose of life. Is something everyone should have. Everyone has a purpose, but not everyone has discovered that purpose. Not everyone will discover that purpose. People die without actualizing that purpose, even though they have discovered it. So I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to like tell you that you're not doing a good job. I'm not here to inspire you that if I can do it, you can do it, right? If anybody else can do it, you can do it too. Is it that girl that is breaking records? You can break records too. Is it that guy doing that job or creating this or creating that? You can do it too. You have that dream, you have that passion, you have that goal, you can do it. I'm not here to shame you, I'm not here to inspire you that you can do what you put your mind to. This is the beginning of the Pure Focus series. I hope you enjoyed it. I beat around the bush a little bit here about certainty, talked about some few points here and there, but just for you to get the idea of what the Pure Focus series is actually about. Just straightforward stuff. I don't need to do like too much bluff on it. But yeah, that's basically it. In the next episode, I'll just talk about the art of purpose. So thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in another one. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in another one. Peace.